but I got to leave her here till my work is done, until the victory has been won. I'll soon be through fighting in this here battlefield. Oh, that's when I'll lay down my sword and shield.
Give a testimony. The choir doesn't know what's going on either, so they're probably kind of like, what are we doing? Yesterday, I forgot that I had an appointment for an ultrasound of my heart. And some of you know that it's probably been 3 years now or so, I got diagnosed with congested heart failure. And they say that my heart is fractioning at 25% to 20%. So I shouldn't be able to function. I shouldn't be able to do anything that I'm doing. I do everything normal. I've been going to the doctor, and every time I go, those numbers are still low. But yet I'm still like a normal person. So I went to the doctor's office, and the ultrasound tech saw me, and she was like, oh my goodness, I saw your name. And I was like, oh, please let her numbers go up, because they pretty much given up on me. And so we started talking, and as she's doing the ultrasound, we're talking about life and just different things since the last time I seen her. And so she's doing her stuff, told her I had another surgery, had another incident of cancer. God healed me of that. Just telling her, so everything's going to be shifted again. You're not going to find the heart where it's supposed to be because the scar tissue and all that. So we're just talking, and she's telling me about how she moved. And I'm like, oh, I moved too. And that's a testimony in itself, because I couldn't find a place. And the Lord opened the door. And I told her, I go, this is the funny thing. It's like, it's a funny thing. God's funny. I get a two-story house. My bedroom is on the second floor. The showers are on the second floor. I have to go up and downstairs, which I'm not per their textbook supposed to be doing or be able to do. I'm supposed to be feeble, old, dying with a cane, not being able to function like the way I've been. So she says, every time I see you, I keep forgetting that, yeah, you're not, I just forget. I see the numbers, and so I'm like, you know what, my prayer is that I'm a testimony in this office. I want to be a miracle. I want to be a miracle for you guys to see what God can do.
Yes.
And I said, those books and the machines and everything may say the numbers that they say still. I said, but I'm praying for those numbers to meet up with my body and how I feel. So we're talking, and she's like, she's not supposed to say anything, but she's like, you know, your numbers are still low. And she says, I go, they said I'm normal, but normal as normal, the way it is, I'm normal. But she said, okay, just get dressed, whatever. I walk out, she was all walking to the door. And so she's, as I'm going out, I said, next time, next time. And as I walk out the door and I go to my car, I sit there for a while, and I start getting sad. A sadness I haven't felt for a long time. It was just like a sad, I can't even explain, I was sad. And I sat there and I thought, Lord, am I hindering you from doing this? Am I the problem? Am I doing something that those numbers ain't going up? And as I started driving off and everything, I had to go to another office and back to work. And so this is really quick. It was like maybe 15, 20 minutes. And I'm going through a drive-thru because I have to go to the other office. And I'm there. And so I decide, as I'm getting ready to get my food and stuff like that through the drive-thru, I put my Bluetooth on to my phone to connect it to my car. And all of a sudden, I hear these words.
Oh, girl.
It says, don't wait till the battle is over.
Tell it.
Don't wait till the victory's won. Just remember whatever God's promised. It's yours and it's already done. Now during that time, I looked at my car, at the speaker, and I looked at it weird, because there is no way that song would have been playing, because that song was sent to me by an email 2.5 years ago. It wasn't where I accidentally pressed the button or anything like that. And I said, oh God, that's you. I started crying and I started laughing. So this is a song we're going to sing for you guys all tonight.
Till the battle is over, don't wait till the victory is won. Just remember whatever God promised, it's yours and it's already done. So don't wait, don't you wait, shout now. Don't wait till the battle is over, don't wait till the victory is won. Just remember whatever God promised, it's yours and it's already done. So don't wait, don't you wait, shout now.
You're sick in your body, and the doctor said you won't get well. Don't you fret, no, don't you worry, 'cause Jesus, he never fails. So don't wait, don't you wait, shout now. Shout.
back in his promise. He's gonna do what he said he will do. Oh, whatever he's done for others, I know he'll do the same for you. So don't wait, don't you wait, shine now.
Don't worry about your future, don't worry what lies ahead. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God see begging for bread. So don't wait, don't you wait, shout now.
Shout now, shout now, shout now. Oh yeah, shout now, shout now, shout now. Oh yeah, don't wait, don't you wait, shout now. I say clap your hands, stomp your feet, leap for joy, do your dance. Some will run and some will cry, but wave your in his promise. He's gonna do what he said he will do. Oh, whatever he's done for others, I know he'll do the same for you. So don't wait, don't you wait, shout now.
Don't worry about your future, don't worry what lies ahead. I've never seen the righteous forsaken,